We were told by the housing department that that we would be accepted into it. We have no formal nothing in writing yet. I was delighted to hear this morning from the director of election, our director of services, and also the CEO that they have a meeting coming up on Thursday. I kind of outlined with them the series of the meeting, because at present we have families that are in homes that are leaving their homes due to the dangers of the houses that are in. I know that when it was announced the last time that we were in the scheme, that Sligo County Council was inundated with people coming in, and that's separate from the groups that we have here, the Sligo Pirate Action Group, asking about when was the service coming available and when would they be getting on this. I suppose the most important thing is that we need to send a clear message to this meeting that they're having, is that we need the resources. We can't be dependent on the resources we've here. We need separate resources, and we need funding that to be put in as well. And the most important moving forward, as I said, we have the Pirate Action Group there. We have over 200 members in it. What we need here to make sure is that there's a system there that works well. Talking to the ones in Mayo and Donegal as well, we're learning from them, and it's important that when this comes here, that hits ground running and we get things sorted straight away.
Not only as a councillor, but in your own role within the Sligo Pirate Action Group as well, you can see firsthand the kind of pressure that these people affected are under.
They're under serious pressure. Like, I mean, we're campaigning on this for the last 3 years, and as it says, there's been people need hope. We're going to hopefully get hope here on this. As I said, we're talking from an age group from 80 down to 22 who have houses there. There's been, and it needs to be 100%. It's not at the moment. It needs to be 100%. For the simple reason is, if you look at the details that came through, that it's only down to the foundations. The concerns is that it is in the foundations as well. So, I mean, these people did nothing wrong. It was soft regulations that was put in place at the time. And unfortunately, these people need to be held accountable as well. You can't have families, which means that paid off their mortgage, going back into a mortgage, because you know yourself, with the price of materials and everything else, you're talking about a mortgage of over 100,000, even as a stands. And so we need to make sure that it's 100% redressed here, and I think that the government needs to step up to marks. As I says, we had concerns when it was passed that the government was going to take on board this, that there was 80 amendments made to it. The government didn't even take any heed of them and rammed it through. So, I mean, we see it now in Donegal and Mayo, that we've raised our concerns in relation to parts of that as well. So there's a lot of work yet to be done, but the most important thing is to get Sligo in on the scheme, and that people have some hope that something's going to be done.